So what if I told you the next 100 days we are going sustainable? The next 100 days you're going to be living sustainable. You're going to be executing, practicing, trying. Would you join the club? Or what if I told you I have the easiest and the most simplest practical tips for you to live sustainably for the next 100 days? Would you try? Welcome back to our podcast. I hope you are ready to learn, ready to take in and soak in everything that we have for you in this episode today. How are you doing? Wherever you are in the world, is it raining? Is it hot? Is it snowing? Is it just a beautiful, relaxed day? How was your day? What are you feeling? What's new? What are you excited about? What are you looking forward to this week? Where I am, it's pretty much hot. We are experiencing the most excruciating heat wave. And I'm at the point where literally around lunchtime, I just want to literally live in an ice bath. I think I'm borderline about to do that. But today's episode is on 100 days of sustainable living. So we have the latest edition that we've created for all our clients and all our friends who follow us, who are part of our community. And it's not really a challenge. It's actually a mindset shift. For the next 100 days, we would like you to look at your life in the most, I don't want to say interesting in such a lazy way, but we would like to just encourage you to try and make a shift mentally. It doesn't necessarily have to take a lot from you. And these tips that we've created, they are very practical. They are very light. So I'm going to go through a little bit of those tips, but I just wanted to explain to you the intention behind this. I'm calling it like a segment, you know. I just thought very often we talk about sustainability as something that is very unreachable, and that tends to turn people off. It sounds like something that forces people to go. I think the idea of green is making people feel like, do I have to eat everything green, you know? And not all of us are like that, you know, as much as we want best for the planet and the world and all of those things, but we don't, you know, sometimes human beings don't want to feel restricted. You know, and that's what I love about these initiatives, this segment, pretty much. I need to stop calling it initiative because in my head it sounds like initiative, but it's actually a segment. So, and that's what I thought would be great. Like, actually, for some of us who are slightly ahead of the journey, not a perfect journey at all, but something that we are slowly embracing, I thought I should bring you into this world so that you see what is it that is so fascinating. And if it's so hard, how come you are able to do it, or you and your other friends and everybody else in this whole sustainable world, you're able to do it? So we thought we break it down to like literally like micro activities, so that you see that if you were to do those micro activities for the next 100 days, you will actually realize, actually, this is doable. This is not like the worst thing you could ever do. Of course, some of them, we made them a little bit harder just to challenge you a little bit, even for myself, to challenge myself. And some, they are as simple as I don't know what, you know. And some of them, you're pretty much rolling your eyes. You'll be like really, Jazz? Like, really? Like, of course. And for some of you, you'll probably see, you know, some of the tips as like such a waste of time, because you are so good at whatever that the tip of the day is suggesting. You're like, you actually even wonder, like, are there actually people who still live that way? Like who are you? So the tips, they pretty much vary in terms of the extent of how much they're trying to push you into the next level. And also, I also thought that, you know, for a modern woman, We love things, you know. We love things. We love a good life. We love to experience things. We don't necessarily want to. Most of us are born into this world of, us identifying as maximalists. And now you're telling us to be minimalist. It just does not work. You know, sometimes minimalist goes beyond just fashion. It's like, I can do the fashion look, but girl, I can't do that other one, you know? So you are, sometimes it sounds like sustainability is asking a lot from people in terms of, I am not becoming minimalist. I'm not wearing beige the whole day. I am not wearing linen the whole day and live like and look like I live, I don't know where. You know, this whole look that we kind of sold with what sustainability looks like. So I love these tips because they go beyond that. They are showing you in all areas of your lives, whether it's your kitchen, whether it's your beauty regime, whether it's your gym, whether it's your fashion, wherever, in terms of where you can slowly start adjusting. And so I just think that it's something that, you know, if you experience it, then you will see that it's actually doable and it's actually something that it's easier to experience. So I'm just going to read a little bit, I'm going to read a few of those that we'll be starting out with, or just literally in no particular order. If it's not the ones that we're starting with, that probably the team has scheduled, you'll probably just see them in the next 100 days, just to give you a sense of how intense they are. And probably they're not even intense. Maybe we should be upping them. Maybe we thought we did a good job and they're actually not that great. So stay tuned. Okay, so tip number one, just to give you a sense of what I'm talking about, okay? Slow down. That's tip number one. It's just as simple as that. Your tip for today is just to slow down. I mean, is that achievable or is not achievable? We live in the most busiest world. A day can start out slowly, and pretty much by lunchtime, you feel like you're spinning. And I think the intention when you see this tip is to remind you that by rushing, you're not necessarily getting there faster. You may get there faster physically, but emotionally, you may be literally exhausting yourself or putting yourself in so much stress that once whatever it is that you were rushing for has passed, you realize actually, what was the point of this? Or what was the point? Why was I rushing? Have I had those days where you're like, you're rushing somewhere, you get there, and then you realize, why was I rushing? Perhaps you were rushing for a doctor's appointment, and then you get there and you realize the doctor's running late, and you're just like, why was I rushing? You know, oh, had I known, you know, then I would have just taken my time, or I would have selected that outfit that I wanted to wear. You know, so sometimes I think we do need that nudge to remind us that slow down, you know. And also what we did with these tips is that we've combined slow living tips with sustainable living tips, because I think they're so intertwined that dividing them or separating them, we felt like it's actually, they just won't be as holistic and as wholesome as wholesome as we wanted them to be. So we combined them so that you can see how, if you're into slow living, you're almost automatically bordering on sustainable living, you know, and perhaps one of the days we'll discuss really just those two aspects and go into details with it. The next one is turn off your tap when brushing your teeth. Easier said than done, right? Do you know how many times I literally catch myself doing that? Like, you're brushing your teeth and the tap is still running. Like, why? Like, the world is running out of water. We have to be saving water, you know? And even if you don't necessarily care about saving water because you're just like, look, it's somebody else's problem, great, that's fine. But perhaps just start paying attention that why are you running the water then? Why is the water running? Like why? Like, do you know, like, forget, okay, let's forget about the world. Let's forget about the world, all the problems that we're experiencing right now in the world. here you are brushing your teeth and the water is running and you're brushing your teeth and you're singing a song and the water's like, but like, why is the water running? Do you know? Like some of these things you have to just almost stop and say, why am I doing that? And we all do it not only when we brush our teeth. We also do it. Some of us, we also do it when we cook. Like you let the tap run in the kitchen while you're rushing to the next station to go fetch something, I don't know, a knife or in the fridge or, you know, trying to grab some tomatoes so that you can wash them or something like that. And the tap is running. Like we do that, you know, we all have those, I don't know. I just don't know why we do that. We all have those habits that we just kind of have, you know, built them in into our lives. So I think this is just a reminder to say anything unnecessary, let's just, it's like that tip that they always tell us about, like if you're like, you don't, all your entire house doesn't necessarily have to have the lights on, you know, if you're in the west wing, can the west wing, can you switch off the lights in the west wing? Okay. So anyway, I think you get my point. And then this is another one. Instead of shopping for the next month, how about you borrow the next purchase from a family member? Would you be able to do that? Like, I've never done it. Like, I've never literally called my cousin or my, I don't have a sister, all my cousins and just, I don't think it would be difficult, but it's just not something that I've built into my habits, if you know what I mean. Like, calling someone to ask to borrow for clothes. Hey, I'm going somewhere this weekend. Can you borrow me a coat? Or can you borrow me a jacket? Or what do you have over there? Like, shouldn't we normalize that? I feel like in a perfect world, we should be able to normalize something like that. Especially, and as we particularly said, family member, right? Because we figure family member should be close enough. Maybe a friend, she might feel some type of way, but a family member, it's someone that we're supposed to, okay, choose your favorite family member. Okay, perhaps not all of us have like great relations with our family members, but choose your favorite cousin or your sister. I mean, if you have a sister, then that's easy, right? That's like easy access. That's like open access. Forget easy access. That's like open access. So I just thought we should be normalizing that. You know, we should be, you're buying clothes, I buy clothes. That's like a walking wardrobe already in a day. Nevertheless, but I think that one, I think you're going to be like, Jez, I think you have something here. The next one is... did I read all of them? Oh, sleep 1 hour earlier today. Sleep 1 hour earlier than normal time. I would love this one. I think this one is directed to me. If you're like me, I have fallen into that trap of the sleep deprived generation that they talk about. I literally go to bed almost 12 midnight every night. So bad. But I feel like I'm trying to catch my evenings, if you know what I mean. Like you come home between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock, that's not enough time for me to kind of squeeze in everything that I want to squeeze in, you know? And it's not even much. It's just that sometimes I feel like I want to take a bath. Like it limits me to few activities where else I would like to stretch my evenings. So it would be nice to take a bath and do my, you know, facial routines and then have a nice dinner. And then go scroll, you know, the TV and see what you can watch. And then still squeeze in something to read. And then squeeze in a cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've kind of worked it out in my head that that's not enough. Like, going to bed at 9:30, that's just not enough. So, I'm going to try a couple of days a week to try and sleep 1 hour earlier. Or when this tip comes through into my mailbox that day, I will commit to sleeping 1 hour earlier because I think I'm that person who needs it. And yeah. So basically, guys, these are the most simplest tips that we can adjust our lives from slow living to sustainable living. I mean, the one with the tap, it's pretty much like full on sustainability in terms of when you link the water usage and the world running out of water, you know? And I guess even the shopping one, you know, we have a problem with fast fashion. We have a problem with overconsumption. We have a problem with us, all of us buying clothes for the sake of buying clothes. We have a problem with us wearing our clothes less. Every time, every garment you buy, you're wearing it less and lesser. We have a problem. I can name all of them. If you're part of this podcast, I think you know the problems that we're experiencing on the ground. So that's that. Those are the tips. 100 days of sustainable living. Let me know your thoughts. I always say that because I want to hear your feedback, because your feedback means a lot to us. Are you joining in? Are you coming through on this journey with us? And I hope you do, you know, I hope you do. I hope by 100 days, you'll be so sick of seeing these things coming through, or whether it's on our social media, or if you're part of our newsletter coming into your news inbox, that you feel like, oh my gosh, like, come on now, guys, you're still on this 100 days, you know, like the intention is not to irritate you, but to be a reminder, you know. So thank you so much for popping into this podcast. Good luck. Hope you join. Give us your feedback, whether on our social media, or you can pop us a mail, or if you have something you would like to contribute on this topic that, you know, you would like us to take it further, you can email me on fawuralifestyle@gmail.com, and I would love to hear from you. And that's that on that. See you next time.